Remember that game of Dungeons & Dragons you started when you were just 11? What if it never stopped? What began in secret with a handful of friends has blossomed into a lifelong devotion that dominates Robert Wardoff's life and fills nearly every corner of his home. Robert boasts an impressive collection of over 30,000 hand-painted figurines, countless custom pieces of terrain, and a devoted group of players who eagerly participate in his expansive campaign. Averaging 520 hours of gameplay each year, nearly every significant decision in Robert's life revolves around keeping the game alive. While fantasy role-playing and nerd culture are often celebrated today, Robert's campaign emerged during a time when players often felt they had to hide their passion. In the 80s and 90s, critics feared that D&D linked make-believe adventures to real-life violence. This anxiety was exacerbated by the release of the film Mazes and Monsters, and the growing phenomenon known as the Satanic Panic.